今天我们要继续的来讲更像主耶稣，就是第二篇信息哈，你看到这个二。
Today we are going to continue the series, more like Lord Jesus.
我从福音书中列出了这个七种主耶稣的品格哈，希望借着两篇的信息来与弟兄姊妹一起互勉。上次呢，我们谈到了这个耶稣的谦卑、仆人的心智啊，耶稣爱与饶恕的四项哈。
So I have listed seven qualities of the Lord Jesus from the four Gospels. Last time, in the first message, we talked about his humility, servanthood, love, and forgiveness.
我们将继续来学习另外三个主耶稣他生命中的特质哈。
And today we'll continue to learn three more qualities of the life of Jesus.
但在一开始哈，我还是要先强调，学习耶稣的样式，学习他的美德啊，效法主耶稣是来跟随主耶稣行大使命的第一步哈。
But first, I want to emphasize that learning the qualities of Jesus and imitating our Lord Jesus is the first step in following the Lord Jesus and carrying out the Great Commission.
因为今年我们教会要特别的注重在这个主题上说，跟随耶稣，生养门徒。
Because this year our theme is follow Jesus and make disciples.
但是来跟随主必须要认识他，来学习他的样式啊。
So to follow him, we must first learn from him.
那我们又必须要知道，就是来学习耶稣啊，这是耶稣对我们的呼召，是耶稣向我们的邀请啊。
But we also need to understand that learning from Jesus, this is a calling from Jesus.And this is an invitation to us.
我们要知道啊，来学习哈，不是一个沉重的一个负担哈，不是哇好辛苦啊，而是神在爱里面，耶稣在爱里面啊，一个美好的邀请。
Therefore, we must understand that learning and becoming more like Jesus, this is not a heavy obligation. This is a beautiful invitation.
所以在马太福音十一章二十八节这边呢，耶稣向人的呼召不只是向还没信主的，也更是向我们已经信主的弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, in Matthew chapter 11, 28 to 30, his invitation is not just for those who are still unbelieving. It is also for the brothers and sisters.
他叫我们来赴。然后复我的恶学我的样式，耶稣说的，就是来复耶稣的恶学耶稣的样式哈。
He tells us that we should take his yoke and learn from him.
我用了这个，上次也用了哈。这个很好的比喻啊，耶稣常常用非常好的比喻，让我们能够联想明白。这个yoke呢，耶稣要我们背负他的恶与他一起呢。就是像这样子的一个一个有经验知道如何做事这个耕地的牛带着一个新的牛小牛来一起耕种的时候就像如同这个情形哈。
So you can see from this double yoke that Jesus used as analogy is an excellent analogy. Here you can see that the experienced ox would take the yokeUpon himself, and then the newer, the younger ox would then take the other part of the yoke and follow him.
他说我的轭是什么容易的哈，我的担子是轻省的。
Jesus told us that his yoke was easy and his burden was light.
因为我们拉不动，他在帮我们拉哈。我们走不好，他会带我们走对的路哈。
If we cannot take the whole burden, he will carry for us. If we couldn't find the right way, he'll lead us.
那这也就是我们想到在教会里常用所谓的门徒训练啦、啊。那其实是不是来跟人啊？是来跟从耶稣，再来都做耶稣的门徒，来啊。 在耶稣的引领下，在与神耶稣的紧密的关系下，那这个就是这个样的象征哈，是我们与耶稣同行，来学他的样式，来担负他给我们的轭，但是他跟我们一起担负。
This is a symbol of discipleship, also a symbol of his guidance and our relationship with him. That when we take the yoke upon ourselves with him, then he can carry the burden for us and he can lead us.
所以来学习更像耶稣啊，不是靠单靠自己的奋斗努力啊，而是真正接受他赐的恩慈的邀请，来到他的面前，来与他同行。
Therefore, to be more like Jesus is not about striving in our own strength, but about accepting His gracious invitation and walk with Him.
当我们走在耶稣让我们走的路上的时候，我们会经历的是平安、安息，以及我们生命的转变。
When we walk with Him on the path that He's leading us onto, this will be an experience of His.This would be an opportunity to experience His peace, rest, and transformation as we walk along.
在现今的时代啊，许多人的生活都有压力啦，被种种的期盼哈、和似乎难以承受的负担之下。
In today's time, many people live under pressure, expectations, or seemingly unbearable burdens.
但耶稣并没有叫我们来独自奋斗，相反的呢，他要我们来与他同行，向他学习，并让他让主耶稣基督来承担我们的重担。
But Jesus, He does not call us to struggle alone. Instead, He asks us to walk with Him, to learn from Him, and to let Him bear our burdens.
他的轭要我们背负的，不是像世界上的那种非常残酷的要求，而是在恩典，在恩典里面给我们赋予的。
His yoke is not like the harsh demands of this world, but a yoke of grace.
他给我们的担子哈，也不是在罪恶感恐惧，而是在爱有平安的一个担子。
And his burden was not one of guilt or fear, it is one of love and peace.
当我们渴望更变得更像主耶稣基督的时候，我们就必须紧紧来与他同行的。
And as we desire to become more like Jesus, we must first walk with him closely.
来做耶稣的门徒，不是远远的瞻仰主耶稣的好哈，而是来与耶稣同行，学习他的榜样。
As a disciple does not just admire Jesus, who is a leader from a distance, but walks step by step with him so that we can learn by example.
我再次强调，来学习效法耶稣更像主，是一个温柔而且充满爱的邀请。耶稣要我们来到他的面前，学他的样式，活出他的生命在我们里面。
Therefore, again, this is a gentle and loving invitation from Jesus.He invites us to come to Him, to learn from Him, and to live His life in our lives.
我们今天就继续来看下面的三个耶稣的品德，我们要学习的。
So let's continue to learn three more wonderful qualities of our Lord Jesus.
第一个就是今天讲的第一个，就是第五个，是怜悯。
The first one is compassion.
怜悯就是要我们学习耶稣，在你耶稣的眼光来看世界，看世人。
This is to teach us, to view this world in Jesus' perspective.
在爱里面看到人的需要。
That we see people's needs in love.
在马太福音9:36这样说：他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
In Matthew chapter 9:36, it said, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd.
耶稣的看见不只是看见这些人可怜哦，而更是心里的爱发出了怜悯。
It's not only that he saw how badly they have needs, but that he had compassion on them.
他在福音书上我们说他医治病人啊，喂养饥饿的人，并以慈爱接纳罪人。他的爱不是远远的，而是充满行动的的怜悯。
In the Gospels, we can see that he healed the sick, he fed the hungry, and he received the sinners with love. And his love is not distant; it's not a distant love, but compassion in action.
我们看到很多的例子哈，这边举个例子，耶稣不是他不仅是有能力医治啊。他表达出他的爱，在马可福音一章四十一到四十二节这样说，耶稣就动了慈心，他看到一个大麻风的人，就伸手摸他，说：“我肯，你洁净吧。”那大麻风就立刻离开他，就是那个人就得洁净了哈。
Not only that Jesus has the power to heal, he chose to utilize the power to heal people here. Here is an example. Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand.And touched the man. I am willing, he said. Be clean. Immediately, the leprosy left him, and he was cleaned.
我不知道你有没有看过大麻风的人，可能在图片上看到啊，那个皮肤肉的溃烂，人都不但说不敢摸，都就远远的躲避的哈。
For this kind of disease, people would have very bad skins, and other people.Would shun them. They would not want to touch them.
在这里不是要你效法去对那会传染病的人去表达爱，去摸他。我们也要保护自己，不要生病哈。但是这里耶稣作为一个榜样，就是当你连续一个人，不只是你心里而带出行动的，而是让人感受到你的爱，得到你的帮助。
Here the example tells, it's not telling us to touch people who are contagious. Here it is telling us that when you see people's needs and when you have compassion for them, you should express it and you should let them feel that you want to help.
我们牧师在祷告中、牧祷中常常说，主啊，你打开我们的眼睛，看到别人的需要。
Remember that in our prayers we always say,Lord, open our eyes to see people's needs.
它不只是看见了，是在爱里面，神的眼光里看到，我们要带出爱的行动来的。
We should see people's needs in our Father's perspective, and that kind of needs should also call for our compassion as well as our action.
现在啊。蛮多人啊，找不到工作的啊，一些很多年轻人在苦闷之中。
Right now, a lot of people couldn't find a job, especially young people. They're depressed.
比如，想象你在图书馆里面看到一个年轻人低着头，眼神无助，你看了可能就走开了。但你这时候，你知道他其实面临的这种生活上的这种艰难，我好。也许神感动我们，不要匆匆忙忙的走开嘛，我们就去跟他慰问一下，看看我们有限的知识经验能不能帮助或者鼓励他，带他做个祷告。
Imagine someone with his head down, and helpless looks. Imagine that he's in the library. If you see this, maybe you could just walk by. But think about that. If you feel that he has the needs.Maybe you can go and ask him some questions. Maybe you can sit with him and offer in prayer.
好重要，我们神的儿女真的因着主在不同的环境里仍然有平安喜乐。所以我们看到人家面临困难，我们能够满溢出来的爱，告诉他，把耶稣基督介绍给他。
And as the Lord's children, we should.All have peace and joy even in challenging times. Therefore, when we see people going through challenging times, our love should overflow so that we can go and help them by asking them, by offering prayers.
怜悯是愿意花些时间去关心，倾听人家实际的帮助与 有就需要帮助需要帮助的人的需要哈，要倾听他们。
Compassion means that you take the time to care and to listen and to actually help those in need.
所以我们当有朋友家人面对一些压力的困难的时候，我们不只是说你平平安安的去哈，我们真的我们愿意倾听他们的苦处，我们不是急着给他建议啊，我们都知道我们都，而是能够让他感受到爱哈，让他感受到爱。
So when sometimes when our friends or family members, when they're facing stress or difficulties, if we're willing to listen patiently instead of rushing to give advices, they may feel loved, and it may also help us to help them.
譬如说，也许有。在公司里有一个人他因着种种原因他很颓丧哈，我们不只是讲一句哎呀加油哈，我们也许主动的说哎，我们啊去啊喝杯咖啡哈，我们啊聊聊，让他感觉到你真的表达你的爱与关怀。
When you see a frustrated colleague at work, instead of just saying cheer up.Maybe you can also take the initiative to ask him out for a coffee, listen to him, so that you can express your care and love for him.
我们现在大家都很忙很忙哈，但是在忙碌的生活里面，愿神帮助我们不要忽略了善行哈。
We're all very busy, just like everybody else, but let God remind us.Not to neglect the good deeds, because we're busy.
你不要想你没有时间，其实很多善行啊，都是你随时随手就可以做的。
Don't think that you don't have time for this or that. A lot of the good deeds can be done, at your very convenience.
重要的是你有这样的爱心去表达你对人的怜悯。
The most important thing is that.Have that compassion in your heart so that you want to express it and you want to tell people.
举个例吧，一个医生他很忙很忙，那病人都排的哈，急的都要赶时间。
I can give you an example. A doctor, he has a very busy schedule and he has patients after patients that he has to see.
但他每次结束一个门诊呢，他都可以花一秒钟、两秒钟，他就说：“愿神赐你平安。”
But every time when he finishes the clinic for one patient, he will always tell them, "May God give you peace."
没有影响他的任何的时间表的，就当人起来站起来的时候，他一个爱的态度，观众他出去说，愿神祝你平安。
This doesn't take a block of his time from his calendar. This is just he.That every time when he finishes work, he give people this word of comfort.
你知道，我们在这个目前这个大家很多的压力，很多的不快乐的世界里面，我们如何做盐做光呢
？So think about how can we become the salt and the light in this world that is full of frustration, pressure, and unhappiness.
很多人需要爱的彰显，在怜悯时就向他们表达。
Many people need the compassion from you.
我有个小外孙女哈，我孙女，我小儿子的女儿，她看人就笑。
A pastor has a granddaughter. She's very small, and she smiles at everyone.
就不管任何人，她本来心情多沉重啊，或者什么，她一看到她，跟她看到。他看你就笑，你就很快乐了。
So when people come to see her, she smiles at people. So whoever saw her, they suddenly became happy.
你看一个小 baby， 他不会讲话，他不能做的，他只能对你笑，就让你带来那么大的快乐。
Think about this is a baby who couldn't do anything. She can only smile, but that smile can make you happy.
我们可以做多少事啊
？How many things can we do as adults?
我们可以能够对那些在 这个愁苦中，在压力下，这个我们可以做多少事，让他们能够感到世界仍然温暖，感受到神的爱与人的爱。
How many things can we do to those people who are experiencing distress, so that we can help them to feel the warmth of this world and the love of God?
让我们效法耶稣的怜悯，向我们周遭的人彰显这个爱。
Let's follow Jesus' compassion and reveal this love to the people surrounding us.
下面一个我们要讲的是与神亲密。
And the second one that we want to talk about his quality is the intimacy with God.
你每天有花时间来亲近神吗？
Do you spend some time with God every day?
不管是早上的晨祷和晚上的夜间的灵修，
whether it's a morning prayer or a nightly devotion.
你说如果你每天操练好，每天一醒来就感谢神啊，花不要多少，你花三五分钟或有时花个十分钟来祷告，来向耶稣啊，清晨就像耶稣清早就来到神的面前啊，与神啊独处，那你整天都会活在神的，神会与你同在啊，你都会感受到神的同在。
If you spend 5-10 minutes in the morning, to pray, in praying to the Lord, just like Jesus, how he spent time alone with the Father, you will experience the Lord's presence throughout the day.
你要知道，祷告是我们生命的根基的。
We should know that prayer is the base of our life.
这祷告与主连结。
Because in prayer, you can be connected with God.
那个葡萄树的例子不是讲得好听的，我们离开了主，我们不能做什么的。
Remember the analogy of the branch and the vine? If we are disconnected from God, then there's nothing useful in us.
所以，耶稣他虽然是神的儿子，他仍然把与父亲近放在优先。即使在忙碌的服事中，他仍然刻意的安排在。
So Jesus, he was the Son of God. Even with this position, he still prioritized being close to God in his life.
我们在马可福音其实蛮多例子啊，这边我举了两个例子，一个在马可福音1:35说，次日早晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
Here are two examples. Number one, in Mark chapter 1:35, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went out to a solitary place where he prayed.
因为在马可在路加5:16这边也说，耶稣却退到旷野去祷告，人家很多人来找他，但是他还知道他需要与神独处。
And the second example is in Luke chapter 5:16. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. This is in the context that many people look up to him, but he knew that he need to spend time alone with God.
所以我们教会有每日读经啊，我们也鼓励大家把每个人的早上的时间啊，有些人起晚了他都来不及上班啊，那但是祷告，心里祷告不花时间的。
So, we have daily Bible reading, and if you don't have time, think about like when you can pray anytime, whether you in the morning or in the evening.
你不管是昨天读的圣经，你可以今天早上祷告，你也可以就是心里面你在穿衣服的时候也可以祷告，你在刷牙的时候也祷告，你去开车的时候心里也可以祷告。
You can utilize the verses that you studied yesterday in your prayer today. You can also pray when you are putting up clothes, when you're driving, even when you're brushing your teeth.
有些人可能听过我讲过这真实的例子，我就是有一个朋友，夫妻都是医生嘛，那丈夫是个外科医生。
And we have a good friend couple The husband is a surgeon.
他常常早上清早就要赶去医院开刀的。
Usually in the morning, he had to run to the hospital for operations.
对，你也知道，我鼓励大家每日读经是四十多年前就开始的。这个朋友是三十多年前我的，我就说，哎，你早上还是要花点时间祷告读。他说，克强啊，我连快穿裤子的时间都没有，你叫我干嘛？
I always encourage him to read the Bible or to do prayer session in the morning. He said, I was so busy, I didn't even have time to put on my pants. How can I have time to do those?
我说你什么时候没有穿裤子就去医院了？
But so I asked him, when did you ever go to the hospital without putting on pants?
没有，他是好朋友啊。后来啊，我也鼓励他，我说没有时间，你可以另外的时间读圣经啊。但是清早起来想到神。
So I encouraged him in another way where I said that you could read Bible in other times, not necessarily in the morning, but in the morning you can pray to God anytime.
后来他打电话给我说克强真的谢谢你。
And then he called me, he said, I really need to thank you.
然后我现在把那个短诗歌啊，每一日我主我恳求三件事啊，放在汽车的 dashboard 上，所以我早上开汽车的时候我就会唱那个短歌。
And he said that I put a song, the three things I do every day, on the dashboard of my car, so that when I drive, I can sing that song.
所以，不要说我们没有时间亲近神。
So don't think that you don't have time to get close to God.
我们再忙，我们也有时间的。
No matter how busy you are, you will find time.
因为神是无所不在，处处都在，随时都与我们同在的神。
Because our God is a God that is everywhere and that He is with us all the time.
还有祷告要知道，祷告不是只是求啊，祷告更是与神建立关系的。
And also remember that prayer is not just about asking for help, but also about building an intimate relationship.
你知道我很注重家庭、夫妻的关系、父母跟儿女的关系。
You know that I emphasize on relations within the family.
那如果我们只是一个partner 哈，只是一个伙伴啊，你帮我做这些事，我帮你做那些事的关系，那就不亲密的哈，那样不带来太多的喜乐的。
But if we just have a business partnership kind of thing in our house, for example, I help you with this and you help me with that, then that kind of relationship is not an intimate relationship.
是的，我们当然向神求，因为全能的神爱我们，我们有所需要，当然向他求。
Likewise, we do ask for help from God.
但你有没有在祷告里面，你献上感恩，献上赞美，与神分享你的喜乐，也向神倾诉你心中的忧虑呢？
But have you also in your prayer, give thanks to God, give praises to God, share with Him of your worries?And share with him of your thoughts.
当我们尊敬神、爱神，神又会把我们当朋友一样的对待。
When we respect our God, when we love Him, He will treat us as His friend.
我们向神分享我们的心声。
And we can share with Him of the innermost thoughts in our hearts.
我们也要知道。不仅是祷告与神亲近啊，是与神亲近，我们会得到智慧、力量与平安的。
And not only that we can get close to God, through prayer, but note this: that when we get closer to God, we can get His wisdom.
哦，不管我们在工作中或在家中哈，我们有时候碰到一些困难哈。你要学习，要习惯的就在心里面立刻向神祷告哈，你会发现，你真的是你的焦虑、你的烦恼会放一边，不只是没有少了这些，而是常常你会领受到神给你的智慧，知道怎么去正确的来处理，正确的态度，给你的信心，给你的安慰，给你的帮助。
When you form a habit of praying to God first when you run into something difficult, you will find that the anxiety and the worries have decreased. you will also find that you receive wisdom from God. And you can find that this wisdom can enable you to solve problems with greater confidence.
所以我们要效法耶稣与父神亲近，对我们有极大极大的帮助哈。
Therefore, when we follow Jesus to develop a intimate relationship with God, this will help us greatly.
最后一点，我们在这七项中，我们要讲的是顺服。
And the last, we want to talk about obedience of Jesus.
就是降服在神的旨意之下。
Which is to obey God's will.
在约翰福音的六章三十八节这边说，因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思。就耶稣说，就是照父神的意思。
In John chapter 6 verse 38, Jesus told us, For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me.
耶稣不仅是说他来的，他做的事要照神的意，他我们也知道在哥西马尼园的祷告哈，他虽然极其痛苦的知道未来要发生的事，他不想，他不是他希望的，是会极其痛苦的，但他祷告了说，父啊，倘若你愿意把这杯撤去，然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
In another verse, this is in the Garden of Gethsemane, and when Jesus was facing great pain, and what he wanted was not the same as what God was planning for him to do. So here is his prayer. He said, Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will.But yours be done.
所以当我们祷告，你真的想要什么，你迫切什么，我们都诚实的在神的面前向他呼唤，向他祈求。但是，你心里一定要知道，神的意念高过我们的意念。
So no matter what kind of thoughts we have, we can always present them to God. But remember this: that God's will is higher than our will.
我们总是愿意顺服在他的旨意之下。
And we should always, we should always be obedient to him.
耶稣做了最好的榜样。
And Jesus gave us the best example.
在腓立比书二章八节说，耶稣既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 8, it said.And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross.
我们要如何来学习顺服呢？
How should we learn his obedience?
你愿意顺服神的计划，即使你的想法不一样吗？
Are you willing to obey God's plan, even if it's different from what you want?
有个弟兄，他做事做得还蛮顺利的。他有天他想说，哦，也许到西岸那边天气好，搬到西岸那边去，他就心里有这样的，他也向神祷告。
There was a brother who had a great career, but then one day he thought, oh, maybe the West Coast has better weather or maybe better opportunities, so he prayed to God of a job over there.
因为他也去那边去面试，但他心里面一直愿意顺服，他就祷告。
He also went there for an interview, but because he wanted to obey God's plan, so he prayed.
后来，实际上他很清楚，他不但不要搬到西岸，他还要在原来的教会服事的时候，他顺服了。
And God gave him a clear vision that God didn't want him to move to the West Coast, and in addition.God wanted him to stay in the church that he was in and serve.
结果他在东岸这边，他的工作非常的顺利，他在教会也有很好的服事的机会。
And he listened, so he stayed in the East Coast. Not only that he had a successful career. He also had a successful serving experience in the church.
那也有一个年轻人，他做事神大大的祝福他，他很快的就做得很成功。他也想，哎呀，我要不要自己创公司？我要不要做这个做那个？但是神却给他有另外的感动，开了另外一条的路。
And there was another one, who had a very successful career at the point where he was thinking, planning to open his own business and other thoughts. But at that point, God chose a different route for him.
但神就呼召他去做全职的服事，他就顺服了，后来做了一个全职的牧师。
God called him to be a full-time minister, and so he chose to obey God, and he became a full-time pastor.
顺服神是愿意照神的计划，但是在顺服里面，我们相信神的意念是好的。我在顺服里面，我们会得到很多的神要给我们的益处。
To obey the Lord is to obey His plan. But remember, when we obey His plan, but remember that God always has a plan that is good for us.
所以有时候你祈求一件事情，神没有照你的方式成就的时候，你不要太失望哈。
So sometimes when we pray for something, but God doesn't do it our way, don't be disappointed.
你就在信心里面照着神所安排的去做，你到后来回头会看到，发现其实神的安排是最好的。
Just keep moving according to God's plan in faith, and sometimes when you look back, you will realize that God's plan was the best.
如同有人他很羡慕某个工作，他希望得着，后来他等了半天也没得到，后来他看到他在这个等待的过程中，他的信心加强，他与神更亲近。
For example, someone wanted to have a dream job, and he kept praying for it. But he was kept waiting by God. And he never got it. But looking back, he saw that during the process of waiting, he learned to trust more deeply.
这个选择，你相信神，不管是在路上，甚至在我们的配偶，选择配偶，也都是一样的。
This is the same, that the choosing to obey is the same, in other areas. Choosing to wait for a job, choosing to, select a spouse.These are all the same that we need to obey God's plan.
我们需要祷告。
And we need to pray.
明白神的心意。
We need to understand God's will.
相信神会最好的给我们的。
And trust that He will give us the best.
但在这顺服的时候呢，选择顺服并不代表就选择那个人看来最好、最安逸的生活的。
And this means to choose over obedience.To choose obedience over comfort.
耶稣选择了他走上十字架的道路，顺服。
Jesus chose to obey by walking on the path to the cross.
因为这是神的旨意。
Because he knew that was God's plan.
但是因着他的顺服，他成就完成了救赎，他得到了至终最大的荣耀的得胜。
But because of his obedience.He completed the plan of salvation, and he was shown the greatest glory.
所以我们所选择顺服之后，也需要有勇气的。
Therefore, when we choose to obey, it demands our courage.
可能不是一条容易的路哈。
It may not be an easy choice.
但是总是记得的，神的美意最好，神给我们的不会超过我们能承担的，神一定。记得吧，是与我们同行，我们背不动，他在帮。
But we must remember this that, what God chooses to give us, what He chooses to give us is the best for us. What He chooses for us to bear is not what we cannot bear, and He will be with us, and He will be taking the yoke for us.
再次来强调， 耶稣基督不仅仅是邀请我们来信靠他，更邀请我们来天天与他同行，慢慢的我们靠着他，靠着圣灵的帮助，我们活出这个美好的生命，更像主的生命。
Jesus not only invites us to believe in him, he also invites us to walk with him daily and to become more like him.
他呼召我们在这个极其，这世界极其的需要他的爱，极其需要真理，极其需要他恩典的这个世界，让我们活出他的品格，来反映出他的美好，来让人来认识他，来接受神要给人一切的祝福。
In this world that desperately needs His love, truth, and peace, He calls us to follow Him, to live out His life, and to reflect His character, so that more people can come to Him and can receive the salvation.
我们列出了七项耶稣的品德哈。
We listed seven qualities of Jesus.
谦卑、仆人的心智、爱、饶恕、怜悯、与神亲密、顺服。
Humility, servanthood, love, forgiveness, compassion, intimacy with God, obedience.
我们今天特别专注在怜悯、与神亲密跟顺服上，我们一起学习。
We focus on compassion, intimacy with God, and obedience today.
希望这些品格不只是我们头脑知道哦，耶稣有这么多好，而是我们每天的操练，愿意把这些东西真的活出来。
May these qualities not just not be just the knowledge in our minds, but qualities that we want to practice every day in our actions.
愿圣灵不断的来神来塑造我们，哈哈，我们 be transformed, right? 我们神的圣灵来塑造我们，使我们在这些美好的品德上，先怜悯啊，与神亲近啊，顺服上，哈，我们来更像主耶稣。
May the Holy Spirit continue shape us to be more like Jesus in compassion, intimacy with God, and obedience.
你知道吗？当我们活得更像耶稣基督的时候，我们的生命就成为像这世界做了美好的见证。
When we live like Jesus, our lives become a testimony of His beauty to this world.
让我们来一起祷告。
Let's pray.
是的，我们巴不得我们真的成为彰显耶稣美好的这个耶稣美好生命的美好见证。
Dear Lord, how much we hope that we can be.A good testimony of Jesus' beauty.
亲爱的天父啊，感谢你赐下耶稣基督成为我们最美好的榜样。
Dear Father, we thank you for giving us Jesus as our perfect example.
求你帮助我们效法耶稣，活出谦卑、爱心、怜悯、顺服和与你亲近于天父亲密的生命啊。
May you help us to follow Jesus and live a life of humility.Love, compassion, obedience, and intimacy with you.
愿我们不只是听到，更是做个聪明的人来行道。
May we not only be the one who hears the word, but also be the one who put it into action.
愿我们靠着圣灵的帮助，天天更像耶稣，活出基督的荣美。
May we, with the help of the Holy Spirit, become more like Jesus every day and live out the glory of Christ.
愿我们的一生都能荣耀你。
May our lives glorify you.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
好，我们一起来唱首诗歌。 Gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Please be seated. 请做默祷忏悔。感谢赞美主 Christ the Lord。